If I can have your attention here in the media center, we will continue on with today's media availabilities. We are joined by Chase Elliott, driver of the number 24 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Dude, every time. Nine. Number nine. Start here with questions. Mike Embry.
Still number nine, right? Mike Embry, USA Today. Next week, halfway through the season, we've got still a pretty long list of noteworthy drivers who haven't won, despite the fact that you and some of those other guys have had some pretty good performances. Is there that big a separation between the winners and you guys who've been close, or is it kind of just all circumstantial so far?
Some weeks, yes. I mean, some weeks, you know, it's been a pretty big difference. Other weeks, I feel like we've been a lot closer. Unfortunately, I haven't really found a some places I would think that, you know, we were a good ways off. Might be another track. Like, I'll give you an example. Pocono, I thought we had a really good race at Pocono. We didn't finish very well, but we were pretty competitive in the competition. Typically, when you run well at Pocono, you go to Michigan and run well too. And we ran really good at Pocono, went to Michigan, and didn't run well. So I was kind of surprised by that, and, you know, felt like that I kind of had an idea of what we needed, and the direction we were going was better for all those places, and it obviously that wasn't the case. So, you know, I can think back through a few races throughout the year where I thought we were in the ballpark, but, you know, for the most part, there's been a bigger gap, you know, on those mile and a half to 2 mile tracks.
Go next to Bob and then to Jerry.
Bob Hockris, ESPN. This is one of these weekends where you have one day of practice and qualifying and then race the next. When you're trying to make gains, does it matter whether you have one day before the race or 2 days before the race, or are these cars so scienced out, what you got is what you got?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that we could not practice at all and start the race on Sunday, and the results would be within maybe a couple spots for the whole field. I really think that your winner of the event would be your winner whether we practiced for a week or didn't practice at all. Nowadays especially, you know, when you get here, you're so committed with what you have. And not only that, but when you show up and you unload, you have the most confidence in what you brought to the racetrack when you get here, right? So any changes from that is a little bit of a guess from what you've had the most confidence in leaving the shop. So, no, to answer your question, I don't really think it would matter if you had a 2 minutes of practice or 2 hours. I think that the people who are going to run good or were going to run good before they got here.
We'll go next to Jerry and then to Brian.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net, Performance Racing Network. Do you advocate no practice?
Do I advocate it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm completely fine with it. You know, I think that, you know, we've come to these racetracks a lot, you know, so I don't think it's necessary to practice for 2 or 3 hours in a race weekend. You know, personally, I think that, like I said, you know, you have a pretty good idea of what you got before you get here. And you know, I've been a part of a couple events over the past couple years. On the Xfinity side, I remember in particular, we didn't practice at all and ran a race at Dover. And, I mean, the same people that were going to run good if we had practiced ran good in the race, and it was basically no different. So, I'd be fine with it.
And also, this Wednesday is 4th of July. You have any big plans of fireworks or anything cool going on? I know Dale Jr. snuck out last year and, like, did a Twitter feed incognito at the lake or something.
Yeah, no plans. You know, typically, you know, the fourth weekend of Daytona is always one of my favorite weeks of the year, and a great, obviously a very fun race and a fun race weekend. But just a fun week to kind of be down, you know, around the beach. So I like to go down a couple days early and hang out. I have some friends that live in the area, so might go down there a couple days early and spend some time with them. But aside from that, no big plans.
Go Brian, Dustin, then Jay.
Brian Nelson, Motor Racing Network. So I want to ask you about Daytona as well, Chase. I know the 500 wasn't the result that you had hoped for, but top three finish in Talladega. So was there some ground made up super speedway program at HMS for you? You know, what's your outlook as you head into the race next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I felt like we had the strength at the 500 that we had at Talladega. Actually, to be honest with you, I thought we had more strength at the 500 than what we had at Talladega. We were not, I didn't think we had the speed that we needed at that Talladega race to go and battle up front and lead and pull the field. I feel like if we had got to the lead, you would have been pretty vulnerable in that situation. But at Daytona, I thought that we were, just a little stronger and I could make some more moves and kind of pull lanes and make people a little more interested in going with you or giving you a push because of that. And people recognize that, as soon as the race starts and you get going, people kind of see who's good and who they want to push, because if they're pushing you, eventually they're going to help themselves, and that's why they do it. So I thought we were better off at that at Daytona than we were at Talladega. So looking forward to getting back. I know that at HMS in general, we put a lot of emphasis on our speedway races, and we treat them just as thoughtful as we do the rest of them, and I think that's a good thing. So looking forward to hopefully improving from our last one, because I think there was a little bit of room for it.
Dustin, Jay, and then Chris.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. How has this season challenged you in ways past seasons haven't?
That's a good question. I think for us, I kind of look back at the past couple years, and I feel like there's been, one thing I've realized this season is when you have things that are on your side, you need to make the most of them while you have them. And I feel like that in my career thus far, I've had some portions of seasons that were really good car-wise, and we were really strong, had some great things going for us, things I would, if I knew then what I know now, I'd love another shot at them, so I think that's the biggest thing, is you just have to kind of pick your battles. And for us, there's been races to this point throughout the year that, we haven't been the fastest car at the end of practice or at the end of qualifying. And you have to really just kind of sit back and make the most of what you have. And oftentimes, if you try to overreach, I've caught myself overreaching before. And when you're in a sport this competitive, and you do overreach, you can sometimes get yourself in more trouble than just taking what you have and trying to make the most of that. And although there's been days where we haven't been strong enough to go compete for a win, whatever that portion of the field you're in, you just need to maximize it, maximize your effort and what you have going on. So I think that's been the biggest challenge, is just, getting into a race and pushing all you can push and it not be for the lead, is certainly not the easiest thing to accept, right? So, we're all working hard, and I hope that this weekend is a different story, but just trying to make the most of what we have, or what we've had at different points throughout the season has been challenging, but it's been a fun challenge. I enjoy challenges, and I know our team does too. So we've been working really hard, throughout the year to try to improve our cars and improve myself and get better and hopefully be able to put ourselves in some good positions moving forward. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint, but yes, there's been times throughout a year that I feel like I've done that, and even in years past too. So you just have to kind of sit back and recognize what's there and what's not and go on down the road.
Go to Jay, Chris, and the gentleman in the black hat over there.
Jay Cohen, Associated Press. What do you remember from being here in September and finishing second and then having the post-race inspection problem? Then what did you learn from that, and what do you take moving forward?
The past two races here at Chicago have been really good for us. I think that a lot of it's kind of circumstantial. We had some great things going on. I remember those two races were right at the beginning of the chase, and we had from a car standpoint, we had some good things going, some nice upgrades that were going on, aside from our penalty, we had some good things going. So I think people ask that all the time. You ran good at Michigan, you ran second however many times, and, you've had a good run. And I've had the same question once already coming into this weekend about it. And I think it's just so circumstantial as to how your cars are, how things are going, what kind of performance upgrades you have at given times. And for whatever reason, we've just happened to have had some good things going when we showed up at this race the past couple of years. I don't think that it means I'm special at this track more than anywhere else. I just think that was the case. So, I feel as if, you know, we have a certainly a good baseline from a, you know, general setup perspective. So I think that's encouraging. But and we have some upgrades coming, you know, for this race this weekend. So, you know, we had a week off from our intermediate program to improve and make our cars better. So hopefully that shows up. And if it does, great. And if it doesn't, then we'll go back to work.
Go to Chris, gentleman in the black hat, and we'll wrap with Claire.
Hey, ChrisKnightCatchFence.com. Chase, I was just wondering if you could talk about your new involvement with Untuckit. You're an investor and a brand ambassador with the company.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to kind of get this this partnership started, and obviously to kick it off this weekend is really cool. So, you know, they're kind of fits me. I'm a kind of a non-tucked in shirt guy anyway. So, you know, it's a good fit, and they're going to be on the car, you know, this weekend here at Chicago and next week at Daytona, and you know, looking forward to working with some of the folks within their company and their brand, and obviously it's all kind of kicking off this weekend, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's kind of one of those things where it's a natural fit, I think, for me, and when you believe in something and actually wear their clothes and things, it's easy to get behind it and support it, and that's kind of where I'm at with them, so it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it, like I said, and hopefully the feeling's mutual and we can go on down the road and have a great partnership.
Jay Hoosman, Fan for Racing, blog and radio. Your two races here have come in the fall race. With this being a now summer race, how do you feel that the track's going to change and affect your finishes? You've had top three finishes, and do you think that you're going to need to lean on, say, Jimmy Johnson, since he's run on it during the summer before?
I ran an Xfinity race. You know, the summer race was here. You know, it was in the heat of the summer. I remember when we raced up here with it. So, it might change it some, but at the end of the day, I think it'll be similar. I think that the track will probably just have a little less grip overall, but it'll have less grip for everyone. So, you know, the track surface is kind of what it is, and there's always a lot of talk about, you know, cooler weather, warmer weather, this or that, but it's the same for everybody, just like the tire is. So, you know, one of those things where you got to accept it, make the most of it, and know that, you know, the speeds will probably be off from what they were last fall, you know, from qualifying or race pace fall off, but you're still going to be pushing the car to the edge. And whatever that edge is, it's going to produce X lap time. I mean, for me, that might not really feel much different inside the car, but you might just be going slower than you were last fall. So, we'll see, though. It's been a while since I have, so I don't know.
Claire?
Relaying Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. I think last week you said that they had found something in your car that they set it up more for you as opposed to Jeff. And I'm wondering if that's happening at other tracks or if that was, you know, more something that they found for the road course. And if you can talk about that.
Yeah, that was really kind of centered at road courses. Well, really just Sonoma and Martinsville. You know, Jeff had so much success at Sonoma and Martinsville that we kind of started things, you know, in 2016, very similar to how he finished the year in 2015, obviously won the fall race there at Martinsville. So I tried to figure it out and really struggled. So as time went, we just kind of, let me back up. The intermediate tracks, it was very natural, and I think Alan and the guys really figured out how I like to drive the car, and we immediately started, you know, setting cars up for that. But Martinsville and Sonoma were kind of the two exceptions to that, and we kind of stuck with what they had always had. And as time has gone, I feel like we've kind of adapted more in the direction of what we did at the intermediates and tried to apply as much of that as you can to a short track, which is certainly different. But there are small things and subtle changes that you can make that might coincide with everywhere. So those are really the only two tracks, and I think probably that kind of stemmed from Martinsville. You know, for whatever reason, we've run a little better there in the past couple attempts and my first couple. And Sonoma's been getting better. And I think that we've just kind of brought some of the ideas that we had at Martinsville for me to Sonoma and did them going the right turn direction instead of left turn, and it turned out okay. So had a lot of fun last week. It was that's such a tough track, and it's been a terrible track for me. Such a miserable trip when you go and you know that it's going to be rough. So it was nice to just be solid, you know, needed some pace to be with the 4 and the 78, but and the 14. But I thought we finished where we deserved. And, you know, that's always encouraging. Our pit stops were great. Guys were Incredible on pit road last week. So, you know, like I said a few weeks ago, that there's some things going on amongst our group that's really good and that you have to go and compete for race wins. And I think we're doing some of that. Not everything, but we're doing some of the things along the way that it takes. So put all the pieces together and hopefully it'll be there.
And I see the blister on your hand. Is that from last week?
Yeah.
Pretty easy to see?
Yeah.
Definitely. And some of the drivers were tweeting, like some of the interior people were tweeting out, come over to my place and I'll show you how you can fix that. But is that just typical?
Yeah, you know, there's certain things I guess you can do to make it better or whatnot. But yeah, you know, you drive with one hand, you know, with your left hand the majority of the day, and then you spend a lot of your time shifting with your right hand, and you know, it's obviously hot and you're sweating and blisters happen. So that's part of it.
Okay, Chase, well, thanks for taking the time and good luck this weekend, bud.
Thank you.